A year after the U.S. withdrawal from the nuclear deal, the Iranian parliament is calling on the government to take action. Last year, on May the 8th, U.S. President Donald Trump pulled his country out of the nuclear agreement, signed in 2015 between Iran and the P5+1 countries. The deal required the removal of U.S.-led sanctions against Iran, in return for the country curbing its civilian nuclear activities. As repeatedly confirmed by the International Atomic Energy Agency, Iran has kept its part of the deal, though the U.S. has failed to do so. Iranian officials say this once more showed Washington's untrustworthiness.
The Americans dealt an irreparable blow to their global position and an international deal which is verified by the UN. We will not remain silent. The EU needs to guarantee that preserving the deal is in our interest.
Europe has on different occasions expressed its determination to keep the deal alive without the U.S. Europeans have proposed mechanisms to continue trade with Iran, including the so-called INSTEX, which facilitates non-dollar trade with Iran. However, the initiatives are yet to become operational. Now, there's talk in the parliament of resumption of uranium enrichment to pre-nuclear deal levels if the EU continues its, quote, dilly-dallying. Frustration with the nuclear deal is also seen outside political circles.
It is our government's fault. It should have never trusted the U.S. American politicians have never been the men of the words. Not only the U.S. failed to lift the sanctions, but it also increased the pressure on our economy.
The nuclear deal has so far yielded nothing but inflation and surge in forex rates. Is this what President Rouhani promised to bring us with the nuclear deal? We should have continued our resistance economy without any reliance on foreign support.
Now, as Iranians are fed up with the EU and the U.S. disloyalty towards the JCPOA, officials say the ball is in the EU's court to keep its part of the bargain.